Cooperatives. In a bid to revamp the cooperative sector and align it with the Constitution of 2010, the National Assembly Committee on Trade, Industry and Cooperatives held a public hearing in Gachugu, Kirinyaga County to seek the view of the public who engage with various cooperative societies. The Cooperative Bill, 2023 seeks to enhance the governance of cooperatives and the protection of members' savings through enhanced supervision and regulation. Last year, in October, the Cabinet approved the Cooperatives Bill, 2023 meant to guide the way cooperatives are registered and managed and forwarded it to the National Assembly. Gachugu Member of Parliament, MP, Robert Gachimu, representing Gachugu said the bill has clauses and measures aimed at enhancing transparency and accountability within cooperatives. He emphasized the need to amend the existing cooperative law from 1997 to comply with the current constitutional framework. Addressing concerns over mismanagement and corruption within cooperative leadership, Gachimu assured that the bill once implemented would safeguard the financial interests of farmers. He noted that any individuals found engaging in corrupt practices will face legal consequences, underscoring the importance of protecting the rights of cooperative members. Speaking after the event held at Kirinyaga Youth Empowerment Center, the committee promised to put into consideration all the views from across the country to inform the final bill. Some are in support of the bill while others are proposing amendments. We will collect all views that will make the final document, Gachimu said. Calbert Manene Njeru, County Executive Member, CECM, for Trade and Cooperatives in Kirinyaga County, said the input by cooperative leadership in will be crucial in shaping policies that support the growth and sustainability of cooperatives, ultimately benefiting farmers and contributing to economic development at the county level. I urge all the cooperatives to amend their bylaws based on the bill once it's passed into law for the smooth management of the societies, Njeru said. Among the proposals put forward by participants from various societies was on composition of leadership, dual membership, education requirements of officials and how the two-third gender rule will be attained in the management level. Among the members who attended the event were Joyce Kamende, Machakos Women Representative, Joshua Mbithi, Masinga, among others.